Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi, this is Michael Palermo, and in this episode of Dev Radio, you know, how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time, we're going to have a special episode this time. We're inviting the folks from Xamarin to chat with us, and we have with us today Mike. Mike, why don't you give us your brief intro, your full name, your title? Go ahead.
Thanks for having me. My name is Mike Bluestein. I work with Xamarin. I'm a developer evangelist at Xamarin, and I'm located up in the Northeast, and Xamarin's a company that's out of Boston and San Francisco.
Great. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right. I'm a little bit under the weather, but, you know, all in all, doing pretty well. You know, the weather's been kind of rough up here.
You got meds in your system?
Yeah, a little bit. Keeping me pumped up. So,
all right. Good. We got some truth serum in you, so we'll go ahead and ask you the important questions about Xamarin. So let's put it this way. Imagine now you have all these developers out there, many of them, you know, strong Visual Studio type warriors, and they hear about this product, Xamarin. Is Xamarin a company? Is it a product? What would you say it is?
Right. So good question. So Xamarin, of course, is a company, and it's also our product, our platform. It was kind of named with Xamarin. So we're a platform for doing native development on iOS, Android, and we have a product for Mac as well. All the products are prefixed with the name Xamarin. So the Xamarin.iOS, Xamarin.android, and Xamarin.mac. And those products allow you to do native development, but using the C# language. And we also have integration with Visual Studio, so you can do all of your iOS, Android development within Visual Studio on a PC. You can do all the development there and do it all from within the C# language. We also support the F# language as well, so there's that as well. But, you know, most folks coming to us come towards in the C# direction.
That's so what we do. So let's say that I'm maybe the decision maker at an organization that would head the development department, and instead of getting into all the technical aspects, I just want to know what's the elevator pitch. Like, why would our company care to use Xamarin? What would be your elevator pitch?
Sure. So the thing about Xamarin is you don't give anything up in your end application. So for the end application that your users are going to see, both in capability and what they can do with accessing device capability, things like sensors, and in accessing native APIs and native performance. At the same time, though, you get all the native capabilities of, say, somebody doing it completely with Objective-C or Java, but it's better than doing it with just Objective-C or Java. It's certainly more cost-effective, and in some ways the development experience is better, because you're using the C# language, which is a great language in a lot of ways. But even beyond that, it offers the capability of doing certain portions of your development across platform. So you want to get write once, run anywhere with Xamarin. We're not doing that, and we view that as a benefit, and I can talk about why. But you're still getting quite a bit of code you could read. Best of all worlds, your users end up with an application that's indistinguishable from one that would just be done, say, in iOS with Objective-C, or one that would be done in Android with Java, because they're using the same native capabilities underneath. But at the same time, there's portions of the application that aren't platform-specific that need not use those native APIs, say native APIs to do parsing, or whatever it may be. Those things can use just .NET framework-based class libraries and .NET libraries, and then reuse them across platform. So you get quite a bit of code, maybe half or more, of your code base, depending on the type of application that you could reuse, right? And then, of course, coming with that, you get the C# language, which, you know, that to some extent is always in the eye of the beholder, but it's a lovely language, right? And I think it holds up well against the native counterparts from Apple, would be Java, Objective-C or Java, because it has a ton of new features and just keeps advancing forward. Things like async await. You get all those modern capabilities that come with C# with Xamarin, but you can then use them on various platforms.
So let me ask you this. Let's say now I'm the president of the company, and I hate technical terms. I don't know what API means. I don't know what this objective thing is. Why Xamarin?
So there's a great question. Again, the short answer right there to that is you're going to be able to develop the best apps that make no sacrifices on the particular platforms. They can do everything, and your users are going to love them. Your hands are not tied. But at the same time, you're going to reuse a lot of your code and save a lot of money subsequently. You're not going to have to train other people. You know, in Objective-C. You don't have to have a group for Objective-C and a group that does Android and Java. You can get a lot of reuse. So there's a lot of benefits to that internally in your organization. And you'll save a lot of money just in the amount of code that you're going to share.
So would it be safe to say that Xamarin is a product that would allow me to think in terms of C#, write for multiple platforms, but also take advantage of the specific features of each platform?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. I mean, you're going to be able to take advantage of everything of each platform, but you're going to still be able to bring all your .NET skills and code, quite a bit of it, and reuse too. So it's winning and excellent all around in that respect.
Yeah, great. I like it. So here's a tough question for you. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Who would you say, people would say, your competitors are?
Great. So there's an excellent question. So the competitor, or the type of competitor that people most compare us to, are the HTML sort of write once, run anywhere approaches. The big one that often comes up is PhoneGap.
Right.
Right? And I see the benefit of PhoneGap, right? I see why people like it and why they want to use something like PhoneGap. You know, they want to use it because they're looking to try to get to all these different platforms, but they don't want to rewrite everything. They want to reuse their skills. They want to reuse code. Ultimately, they want to reuse everything. So the idea of PhoneGap, if you could have a great experience and a great app and reuse all your code and all your skills everywhere, that's like the world people are trying to get to. That's what everyone wants, and I see why they want to go that direction. Thing with PhoneGap is it falls down in a lot after you get past, I don't want to say just trivial, but after simpler scenarios for a variety of technical reasons, right? Both it falls down in that it can't access all of the native capabilities of the devices. You won't have all of the APIs and the user experience. You can try to make the UI, for example, look a certain way and look native, right? Look like it belongs on the platform. But as the user starts to interact with it, they're going to start seeing lag and choppiness, depending on the type of application, especially where you get into animation, which these things are very touch sensitive. People think they need to animate smoothly. They need to feel like real world interactions. So PhoneGap is it's very difficult to achieve it. And for any of these HTML things, it's difficult to achieve that when you compare them next to, say, an app developed in Objective-C or Java. But you compare an app developed in Xamarin next to one done in Objective-C and Java, it's seamless because it's the same thing underneath as far as the native platform part, right? You're getting the same thing, but you get all that code reuse. But so that said, though, if you're coming from an HTML5 or an HTML type of background, we also will work well with the ASP.NET Razor View Engine. So you could use Razor as an HTML templating system and build a hybrid type of application that then can communicate out to C# and still have portions of your user interface in HTML. And portions not where you were in portions in just native UI bits, wherever you see and choose fit to do, and build a hybrid type application, but at the same time, you're not giving up anything. I could access any sensor. Apple comes out with a new API in iOS just to do core motion like they did with their motion sensor. Boom, you've got that in Xamarin and so on. And of course you come from Windows, Windows Store, Windows Phone, all of your skills and your apps there, you're gonna be able to create libraries that you can reuse there as well, and it's the same story. You would build a native application there. So it's a pretty good approach. You're really not giving up very much. Short of, you'd have to build a little bit more work on the UI side of it because you wouldn't reuse some of that. But, we think that's a good thing because you're going to end up with a better product when it's all said and done, right? It'll work really well.
That's great. So if I'm, let's say that I'm your typical corporate Visual Studio developer warrior, and I now want to explore Xamarin, because I think the key ingredient here is that the motivation for getting into Xamarin is that it's not so much to help improve the the internal apps you might already have at your organization, but it's if you want to expand and actually get applications in the various stores that are out there. Would that be true?
Yeah, so that, I mean, you'll be able to reuse existing code bases, right?
Sure.
So you'll be able to, you know, the idea is to take existing code and depending on what you've written, it could be quite substantial.
But
you want to then go out to new platforms. You want to be able to reach a greater install base and take advantage of these excellent devices that everybody's using all over the place, right, from different companies.
Yeah, and I think that's the key ingredient that I'm trying to suggest, because there could be some, just because they don't know about your product, that might be thinking, well, what if I just build internal apps at my organization? And by apps, it's not apps deployed to a store. It's like just internal, you know, applications, intranet type sites or whatever the case is. I just want to make the clear distinction. Xamarin is actually for applications that get deployed to various markets and devices.
Either. So you can deploy to all the different app stores, the variety, and of course the iOS app store, Apple's app stores, Mac as well. But you could also deploy enterprise deployment equally as well too. So we work fine and have a lot of customers that build large enterprise apps and enterprise systems that they extend the capability of with iOS or Android devices, and those work fine with Xamarin.
Gotcha. But the key ingredient still is that it's because you want to broaden out to other types of devices or markets.
Absolutely, of course. Sure.
Sure. So with that in mind, okay, I'm hearing, you know, rumors at my company, if I'm this corporate developer, that we might start considering doing that route, and that's getting apps out into other markets or so forth. So what do I need to do to get started with Xamarin?
Sure. So getting started is real simple. I mean, you can go, if you just want to try it out yourself, you can go to our website, Xamarin.com, and you can download, you know, trial versions and check things out. There's actually a starter edition as well that you can try things out, or it has some limitations, but it's really for dipping your toes, and there's a few things you can do with it. So it's not so bad, actually, to get going and learning. But certainly, she has all the capabilities of everything. There's different versions, and it's all available for download from our through our site. And to get started, once you've downloaded everything, we have a pretty seamless install experience that kind of sets everything up for you. If you're coming from the Android world, there's a variety of different requirements, and we have an installer that basically it's basically seamless. You know, gets all these different things together and just gets you going. The iOS version, there's a couple things you'll need from Apple you'd have to get first, but again, it's very easy. Then you just pull down the parts from our site. It's all documented very well on our Developer Center up on our site. So if you just go to Xamarin.com, you can see there's a link there for the Developer Center. And there's some getting started tutorials there. So you could go from, once you get, you know, everything installed, you can go from Visual Studio and everything. Once you're all set up, you can go from, say, nothing, not knowing anything, saying you're a C# developer, let's consider that assumption. You could go from nothing to a Hello World application really in, like, you know, 20, 25 minutes. You could work through one of our Get It Started tutorials. And then to understand it a little bit, you maybe spend another half hour. And then, of course, there's more complex levels of applications.
Sure.
But you can get going quite quickly, even if you weren't a C# developer, because we have some nice step-by-step getting started tutorials to onboard people on both platforms, Android and iOS. So
That's great. I love the fact that it's, you know, that you provided those kind of training materials to get people kind of motivated and assimilated with the product within a half an hour to an hour, and kind of getting the idea of how the whole thing works. I know you said it gets more complex, but that's really great that you guys accomplished that. I appreciate that myself.
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean, that's something that people really always wanted. They want to be able to onboard easily.
Sure.
And it isn't easy.
So let's say, let me give you a scenario, and let's see how you answer this. So I've got my Windows 8 PC with me. I've got Visual Studio installed, and I've been writing apps, let's say, for both the Windows Phone and for Windows 8, and now I'm saying, you know what, I would like to take everything I've done, and I'd like to create a version for Android. We'll start there. What would I need to do in terms of, do I need to somehow get an Android device? What are my requirements in order to make that possible?
Sure. So to get started with, say, Android, for example, again, it's real simple. Getting started, you could do everything in the emulators, It's just like if it's very similar to Windows for Internet. There's emulators have. The Android emulators are they run a little bit slowly. There's actually one from a company that makes a product called Genymotion, which is much faster. So you basically can install that, and that's probably a preferable way to go. Then, that's all you need to get started. So you can work with an emulator. Now, to work with an Android device, it's pretty much just, it's basically you plug it in and you start developing. There's a couple of little things you have to set up to set it up as a development device. And again, it's all really well documented in our Getting Started series. Like, how do I set up a device for development? And it's all right there, side by side. So it's very straightforward there. It's basically just, hey, if you want to go with a device, you plug your device in. And, I can flip open Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio. We have our own IDE as well if people want to work in there. But we have great support at Visual Studio. You basically plug it in, and there's just, there's a couple things to set up to make on the device to make it deployable to the from the PC to the Android device to make it available for development. Just a couple settings on the device. And, that's all. That's all it really is. And then you just basically hit go, and you have full debug. It deploys, and you have full debugging capability, right? Both to all your your purely managed stuff, and full debugging capability into all the native classes that come from, say, Google or come from Apple, but it surfaced through the C# language. There's something we call bindings. So and you can debug into all of that right from Visual Studio.
The key, though, is that I wouldn't have to have that Android device in order to do my development.
No, not to get started. I mean, you could get started, and you could actually do quite a bit of work, right, with the emulator. Of course, just like with Windows Phone or with any of these things where you're targeting a device, you're going to want to have the devices you're targeting to start to do development, right, to make sure things work well. Emulator is never one for one in any of these platforms, including Windows. With a true device. So, but to get going and to do to your day-to-day development, you could do quite a bit of work within the emulators. And actually, I work quite a bit like that myself, right? And then I'll go to a device when I need to. But it depends on your taste. Some people might just work completely with a device. But yeah, you can get going. Download the bits from our site and, throw up in Visual Studio and, you can get going on it, right? It's pretty easy.
So then let's say that I've developed and completed the application for Android, and whether I had a device or an emulator, it's now ready to go. Outside of me having to have an account, of course, with the Android, store, could I do it all right from your tool?
As far as the question is, can you just deploy the devices all from our tools without having to have any accounts from Android? Yeah.
Even if you have, I'm saying you need to have an account, I'm assuming, with
Android.
But once you have that, can you deploy from your Xamarin product?
Absolutely. The deployment to the native, to the app stores is exactly the same as if you were developing anywhere else. I mean, Apple controls their deployment to the iOS app store. Microsoft controls theirs when you go on Windows Phone and all. And Google's is a little easier because it's less curated. That's why they get a lot of, it's almost like the Wild West to some extent. But yeah, it's the same exact experience to anyone that's developing with other tools, right? And we have great integration in our tooling for example, there's a third party product called TestFlight in the iOS world that kind of facilitates getting builds out to beta testers. And we integrate with that nicely. And so you can use all the tools from Visual Studio that you're already comfortable with and using, be it the source control integration that could be going to, say, TFS, or perhaps if you're going to Git or wherever you're using. And if there are third-party add-ins, which are real popular in the Visual Studio world, there's some excellent ones, like Reshopper is a real popular tool that a lot of people use. Things like that, that's completely available within your Android, your iOS project when you're coming in from Visual Studio. So all that capability is still there. So it's you're not giving anything up, both on the native side of what I can do to iOS and what I can do to Android, but you're not giving anything up in your development experience either, both from your tools that you use and any third-party things, source control integration, you name it. It's really the best of all worlds for someone coming from the Microsoft development world to go to these other platforms.
Cool. So let's take that scenario that I mentioned one step further. I've now done the Windows Phone. I've done the Windows 8. I now have my Android app, and now I'm targeting iOS. Still just have my Windows 8 PC. Am I still good?
So there's one for Android, Windows, of course, and Android, you're good. When you go to iOS, even though you can do all your development in Visual Studio, you still need to have a Mac. You don't have to do the development on a Mac. You could if you want to. And again, we have another IDE called Xamarin Studio, kind of Visual Studio-esque sort of functionality. So you can do that work there if you so choose. But you're happy in Visual Studio. That's where you do all your work. You can do all the work from Visual Studio. And what we do is we remote to the Mac, both for debugging, building, and we build on top of the Apple's toolchain under the covers for doing a variety of native things, right? And so you have to have a Mac to code sign things to put into the App Store, to do anything, really. You have to have a Mac. It's really both not only just a technical requirement, it's actually a legal requirement. You have to have a Mac to do Mac development. That said, sure. though, you don't have to do the work on the Mac. You can completely work right. in Visual Studio, like I mentioned, but you would have to have the Mac there. So that would be a requirement to do Mac development.
I'm glad that you clarified that, because some could say, oh, this is the one-stop shop and I only need this, but I'm glad that you clarified that, because people who are going to target that need to understand that at some point during the whole deployment publishing process, they're going to have a Mac to do, as you said, some of the technical and legalese that's required for the Apple store.
So yes, that's absolutely right. You have to have a Mac to do development, regardless of what products you're coming from, be it ours or our competitors. Nice thing is, of course, we at least let you live in Visual Studio and in Windows if that's where you're happy.
Cool. So I guess as we start to wrap up this episode, for people who are really interested in your product and want to learn more, you've already mentioned Xamarin.com. Are there any other resources or utilities or things that you think people should know about if they want to find out more information about Xamarin?
Sure. So, there's a few other things. Obviously, our main site, we have a pretty active blog where we put a lot of different technical posts on. That's at blog.xamarin.com. And of course, our developer center at docs.xamarin.com has a ton of information there, be it videos, white papers, technical articles, samples. And if you're interested in training, we're just the first two sessions are sold out, but there's a third session that was added. We're kicking off a new thing called Xamarin University. And that's basically an online, it's a new training program that we're offering for folks to be able to get up to speed on iOS and Android when using Xamarin.
Cool. That's good. Well, you know what? Despite the fact that you were under the weather there on the East Coast, we really do appreciate your visiting us on the Dev Radio show. I'm thrilled with Xamarin. We've had Xamarin was a key factor of the .NET Rocks road trip that just recently happened, so I was happy to be there too. So thank you so much. We appreciate your being a guest on the show, and we will have other episodes in the near future that will actually dive into the code so you can see some tips and tricks from some of the Xamarin evangelists themselves. Stay tuned for that next episode. Thank you so much for watching.